Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Darren Sproles in the backfield, third down and 12. Wentz, hand 5-1, spins away, under pressure, still on his feet. Now he fires downfield, and it's caught by Nelson Aguilar for an Eagles touchdown. 8 yards.
This is BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel with the Joes, Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio from BetQL.
Welcome back. It is BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel, right here on the BetQL Network. A big hour coming on the show. We'll dive into some NBA. Dan Vesper is going to join us in about 20 minutes, and we'll go through today's Major League Baseball card. Some big games, including Max Scherzer's first start as a Los Angeles Dodger, and they're closing in on another pitcher. We'll get to that as well coming up. We got to talk some football here. Will Brinson, CBS Sports. He's also part of the Pick Six Pod. Going to join us, talk some NFL. And Will, you threw out an interesting thought on the issues the Colts have right now, and perhaps the Carson Wentz injury isn't now the biggest issue they have with Quentin Nelson here. Which one's a bigger problem for you moving forward with the Colts? Is it Quentin Nelson being out, or is it Carson Wentz?
Quentin Nelson's a way bigger deal. I mean, and it should matter more to the line, I think. Look, Carson Wentz, Carson Wentz sucks. Carson Wentz was terrible last year. He led the league in interceptions. He was a turnover machine. He lost in his own head because Nick Foles won a Super Bowl, got him a Super Bowl ring, and they had a statue out of Nick Foles out in front of the stadium in Philly, and then they drafted Jalen Hurts. If that's going to rock your world, I'm not going to be confident that you're going to stroll into Indy and dominate. And I mean, let's assume that Carson Wentz is a top 20 quarterback in the NFL. You can find a top 20 quarterback in the NFL right now. Marcus Mariota could give you that. Gardner Minshew could give you that in theory. You cannot find an all-pro left guard, the best, like the who graded out as the highest in terms of wins above replacement by PFF of any offensive lineman in the league last year. Three-time Pro Bowler, three-time All-Pro. I mean, Quentin Nelson is arguably the best, like, offensive lineman in the league. Carson Wentz is a below-average quarterback. You can find a below-average quarterback. You can't find the best offensive lineman in the league, especially for a team that wants to be run heavy. So, to me, the Quentin Nelson injury, especially because of how it compounds the Eric Fisher injury, you know, people are just assuming he's going to play week one. That dude's coming off a torn Achilles. Right? I mean, he's probably not going to play week one. That left side of the line is going to be vacant for Jacob Eason, assuming Carson Wentz doesn't make it back for week one. And that should make the Seahawks more like minus 275 than minus 150, which we were able to get him at yesterday.
Well, I know everyone messes with you about your Phillip Rivers love, but and I'm sure once the news started coming out that he's ready to go, I'm sure a lot of people rolled their eyes. But if you look at the numbers last year, and of course, that was with Quentin, but yards per attempt in line with his career. He had one of the lowest interceptions rate throughout his entire career. I'm looking at some of the other options. Okay, you've got Eason. You maybe give up nothing to the Bears for Foles, reunite Reich and Foles. Rivers is a better option.
All right, so two things. One, hot take that I firmly believe to be true. 2020 Phillip Rivers was better than 2017 Carson Wentz. Yeah, I said it. Don't even want to hear any pushback on it. I really don't like Carson Wentz. I don't know why.
Well, before you go on, Will, you're preaching to the choir. Well, I'm in Philadelphia, and I was sitting there for years saying, this guy's not as good as people think. And then it went to hell last year. I agree with you. And the Colts downgraded a quarterback even before Carson got hurt. I thought it was a big downgrade going from Rivers last year to Wentz, whatever he'd be with Reich this year. But go ahead. I just want to let you know that you got an ally here with you.
No. I mean, look, he was, his 2017 is his only good season. Every other year has been average at best. He was propped up by a inflated, impossible to replicate, regression filled touchdown percentage. It was like 9.5. I mean, even look at Mahomes in 2018, Lamar Jackson in 2019, MVP seasons with massive touchdown percentages under throws. It's going to regress. Wentz had that. He had a crazy third down conversion percentage too in 2017. It was all just sort of a mirage, and he can't stay healthy. At any rate, Wentz, huge downgrade from Phillip Rivers, in my opinion. And then the injury happens. But on the Rivers stuff, I think the one thing that you guys made, I had a radio hit in Seattle earlier too, and I think the national perspective is sort of missing this. And Phillip Rivers is not coming back for week one. He is going to coach the high school team that he's coaching until through their season. That's sort of, I think, what people are missing. He's saying he's ready, but he's not going to do it until after that season ends. So you're looking at after Thanksgiving, and that's just sort of who Phillip Rivers is. He's not going to ditch these high school kids to come play for the Dolphins because Tua got hurt, or come back and play for the Colts. So I think Indy is actually not even a likely destination unless they shut Carson Wentz down. I don't think he would come back to Indianapolis if Carson Wentz is healthy to steal Carson Wentz's job. If Justin Fields, the Chicago is not a great landing spot either because they have Fields, they have Dalton, they have Foles for now. It would need to be somewhere where the quarterback situation was dire come about Thanksgiving or early December, where that high school season is wrapped up and Rivers feels like he can still play. He'll be in shape. He'll be ready. He can come in a situation like that. I don't think he's looking to come back for like a week one type of deal.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I don't think he is either, and that's something to watch for as the season goes along. Will, Joe Burrow, we were kind of talking about the AFC North yesterday. Steelers, Bengals, bottom of that division. Both Joe and I think the Bengals have a chance to not be in last place. That could be a Steelers team in last place. Your thoughts on Burrow year one to year two as he tries to come back from the injury, and that Bengals team, 6.5 on the win total. I would not be surprised if they went over that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. and it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yeah, if I was betting on the Bengals, I would definitely take the over. I don't think that's going to be one of my picks for winters, but I don't hate it at all. The problem is the Steelers could just the Steelers could sweep them, just easily, just because the Bengals defense is going to be more than likely terrible. If I'm betting on the Bengals, the bet I like is Joe Burrow to lead the league in passing yards, or Joe Burrow over anything like south of 4,300 passing yards on a season win to on a season prop for Burrow there. I just think when you look at there's three teams in the NFL where you want to take advantage of it from a prop perspective and a fantasy perspective. It's the Cowboys, Falcons, and Bengals to me are the three teams that have potentially high octane offenses or really nice pieces on offense with good quarterbacks and just absolute dog crap defenses. And that's what Cincinnati's going to be. Now, the one concern is, as Mike Brown talked to Zach Taylor and said, hey, you need to you need to keep a lid on Joe Burrow pass attempts this year. That would be my only concern because, Cincinnati, he can't get hurt again. If he gets hurt again, Zach Taylor is getting fired. Zach Taylor has to know that. And so you want to be a little bit conservative with your quarterback. At the same time, I can't imagine a situation where Cincinnati has any type of ball control going on. They'll use Joe Mixon a lot. I think he'll be their workhorse. But they drafted Ja'Marr Chase for a reason. They have T. Higgins. They have Tyler Boyd. They got weapons, man. And Joe Burrow likes to sling it. He's not a guy that's going to, throw the ball away and live to fight another day. He wants to keep firing. And so with how bad their defense is and how good their offense is, I like Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati overs early in the season will be profitable. I think Joe Burrow player props over profitable. And I would go over on the win total. But, man, I think Zach Taylor has 6 wins in his entire
six
time.
6-25.
Yeah, so I'm going to hold off on the over there for now, but I do think there'll be a better team than people expect.
Our guest, Will Brinson, CBS Sports, and the Pick 6 podcast. This is BetQL Daily, Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio. Okay, you'd lean Cincinnati, but it isn't your favorite win total. Is your favorite win total in the division, like every other better, going Pittsburgh under 8.5?
No. I don't know. I was the guy who was yelling that Pittsburgh sucked last year. And then, of course, they went 11-0 to start the season. I was like, Pittsburgh's going to finish last. I was 1 year early, I think, because it does feel like Pittsburgh could really stumble this year. Najee Harris is already banged up in training camp. They Steelers fans, and I work with a couple of them, will tell you that, the offensive line's better. It's a meme or that lady with the big glasses is like leaning in and looking like, what? Like, what are you looking at that I'm not looking at? You think the offensive line is better? Maybe it was that bad last year. Matt Canada, he was the OC here at NC State for a couple of years, I believe, and he's fine. I don't know that I believe that he's going to magically fix all the issues that they had on offense last year. He's probably an upgrade over Randy Fickner as bad as he was last season, but yeah, I'm out on Pittsburgh, but 8.5 is low for a Mike Tomlin team with a theoretically healthy Ben. So I'm probably not taking that under. My favorite over is in the conference. The Bills at 10.5 is a joke. That team's winning 12 or 13 games. I mean, that line should be 11.5 or 12. I don't understand why it's so low. Maybe I'm an idiot, but they get everything back. They're probably not the best roster because Kansas City would have that, but the most complete roster in the NFL is between them and Tampa Bay. So the Buffalo's just really good. They have a great coach in Sean McDermott. They have an MVP caliber quarterback in Josh Allen. They've got Stephon Diggs, who was the best wide receiver in football last year. Their offensive line has been together for 5 years now. The defense is actually due to regress back to a positive direction. That team's going to win 12, 13, 14 games in a 17-game season That to me is an absolute hammer.
Will, are you buying the 49ers saying that this is still Jimmy Garoppolo? Jimmy Garoppolo, we saw the highlight yesterday of Trey Lance with a bomb down the field. Nice throw. And obviously they moved up and gave up a lot to trade for Trey Lance. It's his job eventually. Do you still believe this will be Garoppolo's injury aside for the entire season?
Yeah, I know a lot of smart betting people who are hitting Trey Lance to start week one. I think it's like 3-1 or something like that. I'm sure it's down to plus 150 or something after all those highlights yesterday. I do think Jimmy Garoppolo will start week one. Now, it's weird because the schedule for the 49ers, because they open with Detroit and Philly at home, and then they're at Green Bay, and then they've got Seattle and Arizona before their week six bye. I think those five games, I think that's right. I think those five games are going to be Jimmy Garoppolo's chance to prove that he can be 2017 Alex Smith. In other words, if he comes out and plays really well, and he should be able to beat the snot out of Detroit and Philadelphia. I mean, you don't win those games and you're probably toast. But I do think Kyle Shanahan wants the ability to roll Jimmy G out there. And then if they're winning games, he can keep letting Trey Lance learn and keep letting Trey Lance sit and learn and all that. And if they're not, or Jimmy G's playing poorly, he can pull the ripcord and go to the young guy. And I think you'll have a separate playbook built out. You're seeing it in training camp right now. They are running read options left and right. And what you're doing by doing that, by keeping this a mystery, by the way, you're forcing the Lions and the Eagles and the teams you play early in the season to prepare, to spend time preparing for the read option, and they don't know if they're actually going to have to use any of that preparation. So you're at the worst case, by keeping this as a veiled mystery, you're making it a real pain in the rear for those teams that you play early in the season.
Will Brinson, CBSSports.com, with us at Will Brinson on Twitter. Will, you said Bills, your favorite over 10.5. What's your favorite under?
Oh, favorite under. Man, it's not under season, Joe. You're supposed to be optimistic. Everybody,
you don't have one.
I'm trying.
I know that's the thing this year. 17 games. Everybody's like, oh, they're all going to get an extra win.
It doesn't feel like the numbers are necessarily adjusted right, does it? I mean,
yeah, I know Texans what you're saying.
Even the Texans and the Lions are like, it's like 4.5. It's like, I mean, just 17 games. You're going to get an extra friggin' game. I'm running through the my favorite unders in my head. The other problem too is with these unders and these overs this season. Like I have some Packers at +225 to win the division before Rodgers came back. I really like the Vikings. Excuse me, I really like the Vikings, but if they're going to be 64% vaxxed. And this is not a vax talk. This is a sports betting talk.
Chargers too. Like they're not vaxxed.
Right. I mean, that's where it is. The Raiders, probably the Raiders under is probably my favorite under. I mean, John Gruden, I think, has done an actual decent job as a coach with Las Vegas. As a coach, very important distinction here. As a coach, he's been fine. He's been above average. Mm-hmm. As a GM or shadow puppet GM for Mike Mayock, he has been a complete and abject disaster. I mean, you look at this Raiders team, and I mean, if you go back and make some simple swaps, and I'm not talking about hindsight is 2020 draft swaps, but instead of Cleveland Farrell, take Josh Allen or Devin White, which is a thing that everyone thought they were going to do. Instead of Henry Ruggs, take CeeDee Lamb or Justin Jefferson, which is a thing that everybody would have been fine with. This team could be really kind of loaded, and instead they just look like they are going to continue floundering under this regime.
Yeah, it would change things. Great stuff. Will Brinson, CBS Sports, and, of course, the Pick 6 podcast. On the other side, let's talk some NBA here. Dan Brespas joins us. This is BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel on the BetQL Network.
You're locked in to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel, with the Joes.
Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio
from BetQL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.